The last thing I want to ask you about is you mentioned about the issue of neurotoxicity with the taxanes. What are your thoughts about nab-paclitaxel? U.S. Oncology has done some of the key work there, particularly as it relates to efficacy and neurotoxicity.
Gosh, this drug is very effective. We've used it in patients personally who've had prior taxanes, and it's a very effective drug. For patients that I can't put on protocol, I've used it in combination with bevacizumab. Very effective, very well tolerated. It is.
Although I guess we should make the caveat that that combination, I guess, really hasn't been studied.
It has not. No, it
That
has
kind of
not.
gets into this whole point of when you make these kinds of switches. So you're making them.
We are making them. We have an adjuvant trial in which we are looking at the dose-dense regimen with Avastin and the dose-dense regimen with nab-paclitaxel with bevacizumab. And the investigational arm in that trial is the dose-dense Abraxane nab-paclitaxel with the bevacizumab. And we've done a pilot study with dose-dense nab-paclitaxel showing that it is very safe, no increase in toxicity than what you would expect with the dose-dense paclitaxel.
Increase in terms of neurotoxicity?
Right.
What about this elusive thing I've been hearing about that the neurotoxicity kind of goes away quicker than with Cremafor paclitaxel? Is that real?
And that is real. In our dose-dense trial, where we were giving the 260 milligram per meter squared every 2 weeks, I had two patients who did have some neurotoxicity, and we brought them back, checked reflexes and all. And I don't generally see reflexes return when I have loss of deep tendon reflexes with the paclitaxel, and we did see the deep tendon reflexes return on this.